B-Pod Studios.
Does anybody hustle more than Fran Dunphy?
Man's got a game tonight. I know, he's the man.
9:10 tip-off tonight in Dayton, taking on Belmont as part of the first four in the NCAA tournament. And on the line with us right now, the coach of the Temple Owls basketball, Mr. Fran Dunphy. Fran, how are you, sir?
Good, Mark. Doing very well, thank you.
Awesome. Congratulations on getting the bid. You get into the first four part of the tournament. They made you wait a little bit, though. What was it like in the waning minutes of the selection Sunday, trying to get ready to, as your fingers were crossed, to get in?
Well, it's always a interesting time, no question about it. Our kids were together in the locker room just watching, and I can't do that. That would kill me. So I just walk around the building, and then I hope that my phone blows up after the show starts, and I get a lot of text messages, and I did, so it was great.
Now, when you say walk, are you at the Leah Kors Center?
We were at the Leah Kors Sunday at 6, yeah, but the guys were in the locker room watching the show, and I was just kind of walking around aimlessly. I'm good at that.
So, Coach, you're just walking. How many laps did you do before the phone started blowing up? Did you count?
You know what? I didn't start till about 5:55, so it wasn't real long.
Okay, good enough. Now, I mean, obviously a huge game, as you know, 17th trip for you to the NCAA tournament in total between Penn and Temple. But before we get into the game tonight, I do want to ask you, Coach, because, a lot's been made of the last go-around at Temple. How special does it make it to get this final bid in right now with Temple to get into the NCAA tournament?
Well, it's always great, Mark. Anytime you're in, it's just a wonderful feeling for the kids, and that's what you're worried about. I'm concerned about Shiz Alston and Ernest Aflakti and my man Trey Lowe, who hasn't had the opportunity that those two guys did because he got hurt in that car accident. He's been with us for the last 3 years every single day, and it's just terrific for those three guys. And that's what I think about the most. So it's really, and it's just such an exciting time for everybody.
Dumpf, besides the excitement, you go into this tournament, and like you said, it's your 17th time going there, 17th different team. How does this one compare? How are these guys ready to play? Is it good to have that uncertainty on Sunday that you're not getting in? Do you think it's good for the kids to just go and play after finding that out?
I guess we're going to find out. But it's different because you're sort of trying to throw as much stuff at them over a 48-hour period of time rather than, maybe taking a day's rest and just kind of getting away from it and then really delving into it for the next number of days. So there's not a lot of time to think about it. Let's just go get ourselves ready and see what we can do. But obviously the biggest concern is Belmont, and how good a basketball team they are and how well coached they are, and this one kid, Windler, who is just a terrific basketball player. People are talking about him as a potential NBA player. After watching so much film on them, I can see why everybody's excited about them.
Yeah, we're speaking with Coach Fran Dunphy from Temple Men's Basketball. Belmont comes into the game, I believe, the second highest scoring team in D1. I mean, second to only Gonzaga, just statistically here, Coach. So how important is it to really stress defense with those players tonight going up against an offense that can put up points like that?
Yeah, very much so, Mark. They're very efficient in what they do. So they have tremendous assist numbers, and everybody shares the ball, and they shoot 50% from the field, which is really hard to do when you shoot this many threes as a team. The kid Windler shoots 43% from three for a 6'7", 6'8" guy, which is again an extraordinary number. But they're all very confident, and the way they play is. It's got a pretty fast pace to it, too. So, obviously, that's the biggest thing worth stressing.
Shiz Alston Jr., who you mentioned a second ago, offensively has just taken huge steps throughout his career at Temple University. What's it been like for you to coach a player up like that into the score, nearly 20 points per game that he scored this season? What's it been like to really coach up a player like that?
Well, he's not only been a great player, but just a great guy. He's just a terrific teammate. He's been so good with all of these guys. And so his leadership has been spectacular as well. And then he's just made really timely shots that have given us either great leads, not great leads, not big leads, but great leads at the end of a game, just a very timely player in that regard. So I'm just so proud of him and everything he has accomplished. And he's been tremendous to coach over these last 4 years. And just it's great to watch his growth.
Dumpf, I know the team, you're just going to say it's Belmont, 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 I would guess. But for you, when you win tonight, you go two more. You like how I said when, too. You go two more days before you got to go against Maryland. How much preparation do you do in advance of that? Like, how does it work for a coach?
Well, for me, I won't think about it. But, you know, our coaching staff will do. They've already done a bunch of stuff on Maryland. And, you know, hopefully we're going to need that. And but they do such a terrific job of preparing. So, and then they'll just fill me in. But I give so much ownership to them anyway, and it's what we do. And I give so much ownership to a guy like Shiz, and say it all the time. You know, when he's coming off the court onto the bench for a timeout, what's going on out there? What do you want to do? Where's the ball need to be? What should we do on the? Are we comfortable with the switching that we're doing now? You know, things like that. You're giving that ownership to those guys who have worked so hard to prepare us and to the players as well.
Speaking with Temple coach Fran Dumpf before they take on Belmont tonight in Dayton in the first four of the NCAA tournament at 9:10 tonight. Coach, I got to ask you this just from a coaching perspective, and I don't know what you would do in a situation like this. The Phillies just had something happen in their clubhouse where players were playing video games allegedly during a game. When does a coach or a manager need to take over when players can? I know it's a little different in the college scene, but as a leader of men as well, young men albeit, when do you feel it necessary to either hold a team accountable or let players, the leaders on the team, really take that leadership role?
I think always you're pointing toward the leaders of the team. I think that's really how close I think you have to be to those the top guys that you have who hold that locker room atmosphere in their hands, I think. So I think that's always the case. So, again, when something goes wrong with the team, the first thing we've all been taught to do is to go to the top guys and say, okay, how is this situation happened? What are we going to do about it? Give us your opinion on it. And then, but you have your own stuff too. You know, you go goofy every once in a while and say, listen, we're not doing that. But I think most of the guys that are in it, they know exactly what they're doing. I wouldn't make too big a deal. I didn't see it. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, Mark. But I think the leadership has to come. The best leaders are the ones in the locker room, and because they got a finger on the pulse.
Well, that would certainly go true for the Phillies, considering Carlos Santana last year apparently smashed some TVs when players were playing video games at the end of the season. So hopefully you don't have to deal with anything like that, obviously. But just wanted to get your opinion on that, because obviously you've been a leader of men for so long. Looking at, you know, hopefully a long run here in the NCAA tournament, are you still going to be teaching at Temple? I know you've been teaching the business course at Fox for a while now. Are you still going to be doing that?
Yeah, that's the plan right now, Mark. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I will say that I think as I get into the classroom, I think I'm learning way more than the students are learning. But I love every second of it. Just a lot of fun to be in there. And we have some great students, great kids. And so I really enjoy that. And I have a person I teach with, Lynn Anderson, who does all the work. I just come in and kind of give some anecdotal stories about what goes on in leadership and management and that kind of thing. So it's been a great opportunity for me, and I'm hoping to continue it even more so now.
So, Dumpf, you coached at Temple, you coached at Penn, you went to LaSalle. I think you told me before, did you take classes at Nova at some point?
I did, yeah. I have a master's degree from Villanova.
So what's wrong with St. Joe's? You don't like them, or what's the deal?
No, they're very good friends, and I'm grateful for
you
that.
You got to go over there and take a class. You got to hit all five, Dumpf.
Will do. I will do that.
Good man.
Coach Fran Dumpf, Temple Owls, of course, taking on Belmont in Dayton tonight in the first four, 9:10. Fran, you know I'm a Temple guy. I've had the pleasure of meeting you on so many occasions, and thanks for all you've done for Temple. You've been nothing but a class act, man, and I'm proud to have had you as the coach of my basketball team. So, Fran, thanks for everything. I know I'll be seeing you down the line.
All right, Mark. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.